KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:04, we have clear skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for it to be sunny here today with a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. In area news, the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency has announced a short-term road closure will be in effect from today through Friday and possibly through the weekend. The Secondary Roads Department in Shelby County has closed a portion of Street F-58 to all traffic, and they'll advise us when that road is officially open, and we'll pass that information on to you. We'll have a map of that road closure on our website posted very shortly here on KJAN. And the Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seifert said today that the fire danger index in that county will remain in the extreme category. Seifert says his office will continue to monitor any rain that falls over the weekend to see if there's any impact on reducing the fire danger. Farmers in the area are working to bring in their crops, and as the amount of available fuel for explosive fire growth, including corn, soybeans, and tall grasses, are removed from the equation, the threat of uncontrolled fires will continue to diminish as well. The next scheduled update on the fire conditions is expected on Monday. News time is 9:05.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Elsewhere in area news, the 5th annual Fields of Flight Hot Air Balloon Festival will welcome more than 20 hot air balloonists from across the country this weekend. Area residents can enjoy the floating works of art as they grace the skies of Pottawatomie County on Friday and Saturday, beginning at 5 p.m. both days. The hot air balloons and their pilots will light up the evening skies at the nightly balloon glows. Now, that's weather permitting, of course. Net proceeds from the annual event will go to purchase food for Micah House, which is an emergency shelter in Council Bluffs serving families and individuals who are experiencing the crisis of homelessness. The funds will support services for more than 760 individuals annually, half of whom are children. For over 26 years, Micah House has been a haven of shelter and support services for those who are homeless and is the only family shelter in the metro area. Guests enjoy admission for just $1 and $5 parking per car, and fun entertainment featuring something for every member of your family, including competition and fun flights, balloon glows, live music. There'll be kids' activities, apples, a wide variety of food items unique to the orchard, vineyard, and wine. And you can spread out your blanket and enjoy a memorable experience in one of Council Bluffs' most beautiful settings. And that'll be the Dittmer's Orchard and Vineyard, located at 19475 225th Street in Pottawatomie County. For more information on that event or to learn more about Micah House, you can contact Lisa Emkin at 712-323-4416. Well, Governor Terry Branstad this week appointed a judge to the 3A Judicial District in Northwest Iowa. Branstad has appointed Carl J. Peterson to fill a vacancy created by the retirement of Judge John Duffy. Peterson has been serving as a Lyon County attorney. He received his law degree from Hamline University in St. Paul, Minnesota. The district he'll oversee will include the counties of Buena Vista, Cherokee, Clay, Crawford, Dickinson, Emmett, Ida, Lyon, Kossuth, Monona, O'Brien, Osceola, Palo Alto, Plymouth, Sioux, and Woodbury. The Cass County Democratic Party has announced the opening of their election headquarters at 511 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic. The headquarters will be open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from noon until 4, and other times by appointment through Election Day, November 6th. Democratic candidate buttons, yard signs, and bumper stickers are available, as is voter information. The Cass County Democratic office also has voter registration and absentee ballot request forms for the voters' use. You're welcome to stop by and have a cup of coffee, they say, or just enjoy some political discussion, if that's your thing. The date for the grand opening will be released at a later date. A Western Iowa lawman spoke late Wednesday afternoon at the Democratic National Convention, accusing Republicans Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan of proposing cuts in federal spending for first responders. Carroll County Deputy Sheriff Ken Myers got a burst of applause from convention delegates when he stated his support of President Obama.
Governor Romney has said it's time for us to cut back on public employees like teachers, firefighters, and cops. And that's exactly what his plan would do. When the Republican governor of Ohio attacked the collective bargaining rights of police officers, Romney supported him.
And Myers, who spoke for about 3.5 minutes, spent part of his speech talking about an incident last spring when he and other law enforcement officers were involved in an armed standoff with a man inside of a house.
First responders like me put our lives on the line. We're proud to do it. It's the job we signed up for, to protect and serve. But we need a leader who will do the same for us. And that leader is President Barack Obama.
And the Romney campaign shot back at Myers, saying neither Romney nor Ryan have proposed cutting federal spending on public safety by nearly 20%, as Myers claimed in his speech. Romney's campaign website makes no mention of local law enforcement, nor does it mention the public sector unions for police and firefighters. The Obama campaign has been arguing federal spending for things like grants to local law enforcement agencies would have to be reduced to meet Romney running mate Paul Ryan's overall plan for reducing the federal budget. And taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, advisors are looking to reduce expectations of a convention bounce in the aftermath of tonight's speech by President Obama at the Democratic National Convention in North Carolina. Senior advisor David Plouffe said no one should expect a president to get a big boost in the polls since they've been tight for a long time. He says Obama tonight will give voters a very clear sense of where he thinks the country needs to go economically. The FBI says a flight bound for Dallas has returned to Philadelphia after law enforcement officials received a tip that liquid explosives could be on board. U.S. Airways Flight 1267 was called back to the Philadelphia International Airport after officials received the anonymous tip. Passengers were removed from the plane and bussed away as law enforcement vehicles surrounded the aircraft. Video from TV stations showed law enforcement officials removing a person from the flight and police dogs on the tarmac. U.S. stocks are surging at the opening of trading today on Wall Street after the European Central Bank took a step toward calming that region's debt crisis. The bank's president unveiled a program today to buy bonds issued by struggling European governments with the aim of lowering their borrowing costs. Two new reports suggest a brighter outlook for the job market one day before the government releases the August unemployment numbers. The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment benefits fell by 12,000 last week, and payroll provider ADP says businesses added 201,000 jobs last month. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
And in the funeral announcements, Fred Kessler, age 89 of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Fred Kessler will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Donna Gaffney, age 57 of Manning, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Donna Gaffney will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Rip Van Winkle, age 77 of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Gary Van Winkle will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Harold Scott, age 96, formerly of Atlantic, died July 22nd in Florida. Memorial graveside services for Harold Scott will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Joyce Ann Holthouse Beato, age 79 of Earlham, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Beato will be held on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Valley Evangelical Free Church in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Tony Dvorak, age 78 of Messina, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial mass for Tony Dvorak will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steam Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Marjorie Schrader, age 90 of Omaha, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Schrader will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Howard Clarence Claver, age 83 and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Howard Claver will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel, United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard Dick Sibles, age 70, of Shenandoah, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Dick Sibles will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ in Minden. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mildred Anderson, age 95, of Elkhorn, died this morning at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Mildred Anderson will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Sharon Shaver, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Sharon Shaver will be held Monday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Eva Law, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Stewart. No services are planned for Eva Law. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Barbara Witt, age 82, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. No services are planned for Barbara Witt. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. That is a check of our news in this hour and funeral announcements brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic.